Director and writer Henry Jaglom has made half a dozen independent comedies in the past decade. They include Sitting Ducks, Always, and New Year's Day. Paramount Home Video is now giving a wide video release to all of them. Critic Owen Gleiberman reviews one of his favorite Jaglom films, Can She Bake a Cherry Pie?
Remember that scene in Woody Allen's Manhattan, where Allen and Diane Keaton run into Keaton's ex-husband, Jeremiah? She's been describing him as a sexual paragon, but he turns out to be a hyperkinetic intellectual played by Wally Shawn. Well, if someone had made an entire movie about his relationship with Keaton, it might have turned out something like Henry Jaglom's Can She Bake a Cherry Pie? As a director, Jaglom is like a hybrid of Woody Allen and Andy Warhol. Can She Bake a Cherry Pie was semi-improvised and made on the slimmest of shoestring budgets. Like Jaglom's other movies, it consists mostly of people sitting around living rooms and cafes, gassing on about their problems. This sort of thing drives a lot of critics up the wall. Yet I've always had a soft spot for Jaglom. His characters are as self-indulgent as can be, but at least they do talk. Can She Bake a Cherry Pie was made in 1983, yet it's really a time capsule movie rooted in the 70s. Karen Black plays Z, a frazzled amateur nightclub singer who's just been abandoned by her husband. That's probably the best explanation for why she starts dating Eli, a middle-aged Manhattan businessman played by Michael Emile. Visually, Emile suggests a balding, 60-year-old chimpanzee, and when he talks, which is all the time, he's like a cross between a Talmudic scholar and a California Zen freak. Here he is advising a friend on how to meet women.
You ought to relate to women in a more natural way, in a less self-conscious and pre-directed manner. You shouldn't go with the purpose of achieving this or that. You should just let the relationships develop and happen as they do by the accidental circumstances of life. That's what I do. You're asking my advice, so the only thing I can say is what I do myself. I don't go picking up somebody. I just meet people naturally and talk to them naturally. If something develops, it does. If it doesn't, there's no way to force it to develop.
It's no accident Emile has appeared in nearly all of Jaglom's films. He's the director's older brother. He isn't an actor, exactly. He's more like a found object, a man so compulsively cerebral, he's little more than a brain on legs.
I'm sorry. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable in any way.
Oh, it's not you. I think you're very nice. Kind of funny, but very nice.
Kind of funny? Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, you seem to have a lot of energy, and it gets stuck in your forehead.
Gets stuck in my forehead?
Yeah, it kind of comes out and goes right here, you know? It's like thinking instead of flowing. You stop it.
Do you ever have the experience that people tell you they don't quite understand what you're saying?
Can She Bake a Cherry Pie is like Annie Hall at a further stage of neurosis. Eli and Z are so terminally self-conscious, their relationship plays like a cracked parody of romance. In one of the funnier scenes, the two are going at it in the sack, and Eli has himself wired to a pulse monitor. He says that if his heartbeat gets quick enough, he'll know he's truly in love. Jaglom's style has the same virtues and irritations that Warhol's did. When the actors have something to say, the movie can seem refreshingly truthful and low down. At other times, it just rambles. But at least the rambling serves a purpose. Jaglom is mercilessly satirizing these navel-gazing characters. Are they a pain? Absolutely. That's the whole point. In Annie Hall in Manhattan, Woody Allen captured the odd glories of an era in which people spent as much time analyzing their relationships as they did living them. Watching Henry Jaglom's films, you understand why that era had to end.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.